Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's speak to Dr. Carl, because this man is just absolutely fantastic. Dr. Carl, how are you?
Dr. Cathy, very well. Thank you.
I apologize that it took me a while to get through those messages. So if men are from Mars and women are from Venus, why does Venus spin the wrong way? And it does actually explain a lot.
Well, I don't know if I believe that story about men and women, Venus, et cetera, et cetera. But Venus is odd. Venus, the next planet into the sun, roughly the size of the Earth, has a weird situation where, firstly, the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. And secondly, the day is longer than the year. On Venus, the day, that's the time to do a complete 360-degree spin on its own north-south axis, is 243 days, Earth days long. And the year, that's the time to do a complete orbit of the sun and end up back where it started, that's 224 days long, about 19 days shorter, Earth days, by the way.
That's crazy.
That's pretty weird, right?
That is really crazy.
Yeah. So, firstly, the background. Background day. All of the planets get their spin from when they all started off about 4.6 billion years ago, when the sun and the planets all condensed from a spinning cloud of gas and dust. Okay?
Okay.
And number two, a bit of background, some mathematical astronomers went looking at Mars, at Venus's rotation, and found that it has four potential spin modes, two of them clockwise, it's doing clockwise at the moment, and two anti-clockwise, like the Earth. And it turns out that the anti-clockwise spin modes are unstable inherently, and that the clockwise one, which is backwards, is inherently stable. So why is it doing it? Answer number one, which could be wrong, we don't know, it's married to the sun via gravity. So Mercury is really close to the sun, and it's got this weird link to the sun where two Mercury years take three Mercury days. So in the time that Mercury takes to do two complete orbits of the sun, it has spun three times on its own axis. And Venus is pretty close, so it could be linked. Plus, it's got weird things happening with the friction between the solid core of Venus and the gloopy mantle, plus a very thick atmosphere, which is 100 times thicker than Earth, and which travels at 60 times the velocity of the surface. Weird. So that's one possible cause, gravitational stuff and friction. Number two, a big hit, a big lump of rock. Something hit Venus so hard that it either reversed the spin or flipped it upside down so that north became south. Do we know which one? No. We do know that it's weird. We don't have a full answer yet, even in 2023.
That's unbelievable. I mean, just everything that we knew, or everything I thought I knew. I'm thinking back to school where they came with these models, and this is how this planet spins. It's all wrong.
Well, most of it's kind of right. There's a limit to what you do as a first approximation to the truth. That's a fancy term, first approximation. And then second approximation, and you keep on diving in more and more. And the more you dive in, the more you discover that the simple explanation follows the old rule in physics, which is, for every problem in physics, there is a solution which is simple and easy to understand and intuitively correct, and 100% wrong.
Unbelievable. All right, Dr. Carl, do bees have knees?
Yes and no. Like, if you look at the human legs,
yes.
Up in the upper leg, we've got a bone called the femur, and down below in the lower leg, we've got a bone called the tibia, and they're joined by a bendy thing that we call the knee. And the knee is this weird mix of cartilage and ligaments and bone. And it's a really terrible evolutionary situation. Each knee joint is like two soup bowls, like a pair of soup bowls side by side sliding on each other. And it's not like a ball sitting in a socket. It's a soup bowl sliding on a soup bowl. So to hold it together, there's all these ligaments, or to put it politely, gaffer tape, holding the whole mess together. And you'll see people limping off the sports field, and people will say wisely together, ah, yes, the anterior cruciate ligament in the knee, which is a little bit of the gaffer tape that holds the stupid knee together. Now, bees have got a section called the femur, and another section called the tibia, and joining them is a beautiful ball and socket joint, which is much better than the stupid arrangement we've got, but then it gets all wrong. Firstly, they don't have, like, bones. They've got this ball and socket. Secondly, we humans have an endoskeleton. We've got the strong bits, the skeleton inside, and the fleshy soft bits on the outside, whereas bees have got it the other way around. They've got a hollow, strong exoskeleton made of chitin, and inside they've got this weak, squishy bit. So do bees have knees? I don't know, but certainly it seems that whatever they've got is the cat's pajamas.
Dr. Carl, that is where we leave it. Thank you very, very much for always making yourself available and for sharing your science knowledge. And, I hope that you never have any problem with stupid knees, ever.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very kind.
That's Dr. Carl. He's a scientist and he's a science popularizer. Isn't he just wonderful? Absolutely amazing. Go and watch his videos on YouTube. Just type in Dr. Carl with a K. And he's brilliant. Very, very entertaining.